It was 2 a.m., pitch dark with a sky full of stars, as we began our hike up the barren mountain. At 7,700 feet, it was not the highest mountain I'd ever climbed. But climbing it in the dark, with no light except the occasional flashlight from a passing guide, was an interesting challenge. Hundreds of people make this hike to the summit in the darkness every day. They come from all over the world. Christians, Muslims, Jews, and people of other faiths or no faith. They come to what feels like the end of the earth, or perhaps its beginning. They come to hike 3 hours up the holiest mountain on earth, walking in the dark so they can watch the sunrise from the place where God met Moses and spoke to him the 10 words, as they were originally known, what we know as the 10 Commandments. How do we know this was the mountain? We don't. Scholars have suggested other locations, but from at least the 3rd century AD, and perhaps long before, people of faith have come to this mountain, believing it was the biblical Mount Sinai, Mount Horeb, or simply, the Mountain of God. As I ascended the mountain in the darkness, I imagined the 80-year-old Moses making this journey, not once, but at least 5 times. After God delivered the Israelites from slavery in Egypt, Moses led them to this place. For it was here that he had first heard God calling to him from a burning bush, instructing him to lead his people to freedom. Reluctantly, Moses followed God's command, and God used him to liberate the Israelite slaves in dramatic fashion. 3 months later, they made camp at the base of Mount Sinai, and Moses was called to meet the Lord on the mountain. During one of these encounters, shortly after the Israelites arrived at Sinai, God said to Moses, "I'm about to come to you in a thick cloud, in order that the people will hear me talking with you, so that they will always trust you. Go to the people, and take today and tomorrow to make them holy. Have them wash their clothes. Be ready for the 3rd day, because on the 3rd day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai for all the people to see." Exodus 19, 9-11. The writer of Exodus continues, "When morning dawned on the 3rd day, there was thunder, lightning, and a thick cloud on the mountain, and a very loud blast of a horn. All the people in the camp shook with fear. The Lord came down on Mount Sinai to the top of the mountain. The Lord called Moses to come up to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up." Exodus 19, 16-20.